Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. It's going to be, you're going to be glad you hung out with me because we got our good buddy, Dr. William Halal, back on the show. Bill is my good friend and yours too, whether you know it or not. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the smartest guys I know that I've ever met in my long life. And he is a professor emeritus of science, technology, and innovation at George Washington University. He's co-founder of the Institute for Technology and Innovation and the president of an organization that I watched him found. And I'm so proud of him as having seen him do all this, the organization called TechCast LLC, and that's techcast.org. And he's also the author of an outstanding book, Technology's Promise. Bill Halal, welcome back to the show.
Well, good to be here, Jim. Thank you for that wonderful introduction.
It's good to have you back. You know, it was so much fun for me to see. I mean, you're a smart guy, and you're an innovative guy. You've lived your life as an innovator, but I don't think you'd really ever done anything entrepreneurial, had you?
Well, I'd never run a business before.
That's right. What I'm getting. Something entrepreneurial in the private sector,
yeah.
And it was so much fun for me to have known you when you were a professor. And then to see you become an entrepreneur, that's been really fun for me.
Absolutely. It's been a real eye-opener for me to start a business and see it through to success. It's a totally different perspective. You're absolutely right. And that's why we need people like you
entrepreneurs. I think that academia have got, they've kind of, and politicians have got it on, they've got things reversed. Remember when McGovern dropped out of politics and started running a bed and breakfast, and he said he wished he'd known about all this before before he passed all those tax increases,
right.
You know. So I think I think everybody should run a business first and then go do something else. What do you think?
I think you're exactly right. It's the hard reality of life.
That's right.
Starting a business that serves others and making it survive and thrive.
Well, I think so too. And of course, that's my when I'm emperor of the world. Bill, that's what will happen is everybody will have to work for a small business. The first thing they do, they have to go to work for a small business. They don't have to run one, just work for one, and then they can do whatever. After a couple of years, they can go do whatever they want to do after that.
Absolutely. Well, I think we're increasingly teaching youngsters how to start businesses in high school and college, and I think that's a good thing.
That's happened. It really is, and more and more curriculum at the higher levels. In high school and in the undergraduate and graduate levels is on entrepreneurship is being taught.
Yeah, no, you're right. Entrepreneurship is a hot issue around the world. Everybody wants to do it.
Yeah, no question. Bill, one of the things that you and I have talked a little bit about, but we haven't got into it very much, is something I want to spend more time on today, and that's something that you call the possibility of a mega crisis.
Well, it's not a possibility. We are in a mega crisis.
You say that we are in a mega crisis.
Oh, absolutely.
And
it's the complex of interrelated problems, such as the climate change issue, the energy problem, environment in general, economic systems. You know, the stability of these economic systems, and terrorism and conflict.
How about? Can I add another one in there that you've left out? How about government ineptitude?
Oh yeah, institutions
that's
in general.
That's part of the perfect storm.
Yeah.
See, you call it a mega crisis. I've been calling it a perfect storm for some time.
That's right. Well, it's big institutions, big government, big corporations as well.
Yeah, I agree.
The auto industry, the banks on Wall Street, big institutions have to change big time. To survive,
right,
and also
big labor. We have to remember
big
that.
Labor. Absolutely,
they're part of one of the institutions.
Yeah, the big labor is blocking of the attempts to dispense with their privileged status, tax status for health care is a good example of that. That's $260 billion a year that we spend to give labor these special benefits of tax-free health care.
So, folks, you've been hearing me talk about this perfect storm that we're in right now that we really kind of came to a head in the last 24 months. And actually, of course, it started manifesting itself earlier than that, many years ago, especially with the events of 9/11. But Bill, your term mega crisis, I want you to define that for the audience.
Well, it's the complex of interrelated problems that challenge the world, and they collectively mean that the world has to make a dramatic change to a mature level of behavior. We can't continue the way we have in the past.
Mm-hmm.
It's very similar to the crisis that faces youngsters when they finally mature and grow up. We've all raised teenagers,
yep.
And we know that they're irresponsible by nature, and that at some point they accept responsibility for their behavior, and they use their intelligence and their resources to act wisely.
And this is where you're hoping that we Earthlings need to be right now. And we come back after these messages. Bill Halal is going to expand on this a little bit. Folks, this is fascinating stuff. Bill is a smart guy, and he's done a lot of good work on this. Stay with us.
I'm alone in the dark.
It's 17 till Little Chicago. Bring us back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for joining there. When you hanging out there, when you go there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us and use our stuff. No barrier to entry at all. It's all free. And you can listen, you can read, you can ask questions, you can comment, you can get answers, and check out my blog, subscribe to my newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email for free. So check all that out. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. William Halal, Dr. William Halal. Bill is our good friend. He's the author of Technology's Promise. He's the founder of TechCast, LLC. The website is techcast.org. And we're talking about his ideas on and others' ideas of something that he's defining as a mega crisis, which is a convergence of a lot of different problems and mistakes and just maybe just coincidences, right, Bill?
Well, some of it could be coincidence.
But a merger, kind of a colliding of all these things at a time when a lot of attention has to be paid to these things and a lot of right decisions need to be made, because if the decisions are not made right, if things aren't handled properly, then we could wind up with what you guys call alternative scenarios. Bill, tell us what they are.
Well, we've identified four scenarios. Four is better than three because people always gravitate towards the center one, so that's not that's not really very helpful. Four scenarios. The first one is decline to disaster, where we do nothing and we suffer massive global warming, sea level rise, energy shortages, migrations, and that sort of thing, recession. 22% of the people surveyed think that's likely to happen. The muddling down scenario is next. That's where inadequate or half-hearted actions cause kind of a high-tech dark age. Things are bad, but we don't suffer the loss of civilization.
Mm-hmm.
33%.
Is the decline to disaster? Is that? You didn't say it, but are you saying that's the decline? That's the loss of basically of civilization in the first one. Okay.
That's right. Loss of functioning civilization in parts of the world.
Okay.
There are some people who are talking about the extinction of the human race.
Right. Yeah.
So the muddling down scenario gets 33% probability on average. That's a total for the two worst scenarios of 59%.
Now,
that's
who are the
really
people,
terrible.
Who are the people you're polling?
Well, there are people who visit our site, and we know something about them.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to be scientific technology type people. So they're educated.
Right.
And the muddling up scenario, thankfully, gets 36%
that's the third
probability.
One.
Pardon me?
That's the third one. First is decline to disaster. That's the full thermonuclear meltdown, so to speak.
Right.
Muddling down is the half-hearted
attempts to solve the problem.
Right.
Muddling up means we make it, but just barely. And 36%
in spite of ourselves, perhaps.
Perhaps. And then what we call rise to maturity is the ideal scenario. About 10% thinks that's likely. You could see this by going to techcast.org and then looking under hot issues.
But, Bill, haven't we been, number three, muddling up? Haven't we always, isn't that kind of what we've always done? Haven't we always kind of muddled up?
Yeah, that's the way the world tends to work, I think.
I mean, is that a bad thing? I mean, if we this isn't heaven, Bill. This is Earth. I mean,
yeah, muddling up would be great if we could do that. But I think this is sobering. It's an indicator of opinion. I think people around the world are just terrified that these crises are going to spin out of control.
One of the things that you don't point out, and I'm going to say it again because I said it earlier, that you leave out of here, and you, at least I don't see it. Maybe it's in there somewhere. And that I wish your response would comment on are mistakes that government's making. I'm not talking. Notice I didn't say party. I didn't mention any kind of party.
I understand.
I'm talking about. I'm just going to say
the scenarios.
I'm going to call it the political class, Bill.
Yeah, the scenarios define the reactions of government, and so that's built into the scenarios.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, here's the reason why I think that we are in more danger of not muddling up. I mean, rise to maturity would be like a grand slam home run.
Yeah.
I don't see humans, because Bill, you know the problem with humanity is the humans. So I don't see us human beings rising to maturity. I don't see much of a chance of that because we're too fallible. But yeah. I do think muddling up is a possibility. But the reason why I think maybe that could be in danger, the muddling up scenario could be in danger, is because of some of the political issues and the fact that we've got people who some of the technology is really helping us, helping humans they're great levers, they're helping us to grow things and build things and innovate things, but some of that technology also gives certain people power to hurt us. And I don't mean terrorism either. I'm talking about some of the financial meltdowns that's happened in the last 24 months.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the technologies really are going to play a key role in getting us through this transition.
Isn't it also dangerous, though, Bill?
Of course, technology is always a two-edged sword. But the technological changes underway really are enormous. They're game changers.
Mm-hmm.
The IT and artificial intelligence, especially, will change the way the world works because we are just spreading knowledge around the world. And artificial intelligence means we will also have good intelligence available in all of our machines and devices. So
here's one question. Is technology starting to happen faster maybe than our muddling up capability can handle?
Yeah, well, it's a help. It raises knowledge. That's the thing that I think we should keep in mind.
Hold on to that thought, Bill. I got to take a quick break. Right back with Bill Halal, ladies and gentlemen. Techcast.org. Check it out. You can find what we're talking about right there. But it ain't no. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. We're visiting with our good friend, Dr. Bill Halal. He is the author of Technology's Promise, and the website is TechCast, TechCast.org, right, Bill?
Right.
And Technology's Promise, you can find it there, you can find it wherever books are sold. That's the book. We're talking about mega crises, the idea that there could be, you know, the four scenarios, the four alternatives that Bill's been telling us about: decline to disaster, that's the worst, muddling down, which means we just devolve from where we are right now. Muddling up means, which I think I consider to be kind of what we've been doing for the last 10,000 years. And then rise to maturity, which is where we break through and find some new plane of success that I don't think we've ever seen before, Bill.
Well, I think this is a unique period in history. The planet has to get its act together or it's not going to survive. That's that simple.
Okay. And the planet, when you say planet, you're not just talking about environmental things. You're talking about
everything.
Capitalism, communism, socialism, all the different isms and all the different issues, politics, the financial part, the whole thing.
Everything. It is one interrelated system, the environmental aspects as well as the human aspects, and it's reaching the point where we are forming a global brain, really. It's a fascinating thing. Kevin Kelly, who is the former editor of Wired, points out that the Internet now roughly resembles the equivalent of the human brain. Every individual is the equivalent of a neuron in a
right.
brain, and our connections with dozens and hundreds of other people are the equivalent of synapses with other neurons.
And see, what's so interesting about that, Bill, is this is going to impact politics.
Everything.
And public policy, though, in my opinion, before it does anything else.
I think that's right. There is emerging a global consciousness that is needed to make the world as a whole operate in a coherent system, and it's happening right now.
This is not about some kind of sinister mind meld or something.
No.
We're talking about communities, human beings, citizens of planet Earth talking to each other.
Yeah, self-organizing system.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
No, I think it has to be a self-organizing, bottom-up system that's guided by the some top level that we don't understand.
And
yet.
We've already seen this happen, Bill, in the form of the election of Barack Obama, because I've heard both of the top two social media experts who basically were the reason why he won the election. Social media was the single most important impact of him winning that election. The thing that was to his advantage, I think, will ultimately be to the disadvantage of the political class, not Republicans or Democrats, but the political class, because no longer will they be able to throw out some sound bites and get away with that, because we're going to be able to communicate with each other and hold these people to what they say.
Exactly. No, that's a really good point. There's a new transparency in the operations of corporations and governments.
Exactly. That's another one.
That's right. Everybody's monitoring what they do, and they say so. They say that. They voice their criticism, and they can. The public can exert enormous influence on malfeasance.
And Bill, this is why I am more going to be voting more in the area of muddling up, and maybe even moving towards rise to maturity, because what we've done is we've democratized information and even power.
Exactly.
With technology and with social media, the new social media regimes and platforms that are out
and
there.
Everybody has a blog now. They're all everybody has their own radio station, in effect.
Yeah, I love that part. But
that's right. They're giving you a competition.
but seriously, I do think that what we can never do, Bill, is give up on the human being.
Well, that's true. Well, but this requires us as human beings to rise to a level of awareness that we have not shown before.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the real challenge.
And maybe our biggest failure will be our own self-interest, being so self-interested, so self-involved. In this new era that we're talking about, people are going to have to be a little more community thinking, a little less self-involved. What do you think?
That's a wonderful point. I'm so glad you said that. We have to form communities of various kinds that work within the corporation, a community within our cities, a nation. The nation has to form a community.
Mm-hmm.
The planet as a whole has to form a global society of some kind.
And Bill, I'm so proud of
violence.
You. I'm so proud of you for getting this conversation started. I don't know anybody else who's doing this besides you and your organization. And again, I feel honored to have had a front row seat to all this. Thank you for what you do.
It's a pleasure.
And we hope you come back in real soon, as always.
Okay.
Bill Hallal, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. William Hallal. The book is called Technology's Promise. You want to check that book out. You need to check it out. And don't forget the website, techcast.org. And take the survey, too, by the way. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.